Diplomats are facing a new test in the Middle East, how to prevent the tit-for-tat attacks between Israel and Iran from engulfing the whole region. Yesterday, Iran fired 180 ballistic missiles at Israel. The U.S. and its partners helped defeat the attack. Still, Israel is vowing to respond. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As he headed into an emergency UN Security Council meeting, Israeli Ambassador Danny Danon called on the world body to condemn Iran, calling it a terrorist state who used to hide behind proxies but has now taken off its mask.
Israel will respond. Our response will be decisive. And yes, it will be painful.
Israel was furious that the UN Secretary General called on both sides to de-escalate rather than condemning Iran. The Israelis declared Antonio Guterres persona non grata. Guterres defended his statements as he addressed the Security Council.
As I did in relation to the Iranian attack in April, and as should have been obvious yesterday in the context of the condemnation I expressed, I again strongly condemn yesterday's massive missile attack by Iran on Israel.
Iran says its attack was justified in response to the Israeli killing of the Hezbollah leader in Lebanon and the assassination of a Hamas leader during a trip to Tehran. Ambassador Amir Saeed Erivani accused Israel of pushing the region to an all-out war and said the U.S. has given Israel carte blanche.
The only way to prevent further escalation is clear. Israel must immediately cease its war on Gaza, and its attacks on Lebanon must stop.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said it is Iran that is fanning the flames of war through its proxies in Lebanon, Gaza, Yemen, and elsewhere.
I can think of no starker example of state support of terrorism than launching ballistic missiles to avenge the death of a terrorist leader. It is indefensible, and it is unacceptable.
The Biden administration is working with partners to impose more sanctions on Iran. Behind the scenes, diplomats are trying to temper Israel's response. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.